This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. Respected Asatizai Kiram, Ulamai Kiram, dear friends and my beloved elders in Islam. As Muslims we believe that prophets were sent as the greatest of mankind on the surface of this earth to guide and bring people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst the prophet, one of the greatest prophet, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who's referred as a nation on his own in the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a nation on his own. It is like saying that Ibrahim alayhi salam was the whole of Zambia on his own. That shows how powerful the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam was. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam succeeded in all the tests without shaking, which leaves a lot of lessons behind for us. And one of the best way of understanding the life of any great personality is to understand their virtues. The moment you start understanding their virtues, it becomes easy for you to extract lessons from their lives. So similarly, today we will be extracting few lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah. The first lesson which we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a true leader. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a true leader. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah wanted to give a glad tiding and a certificate of success to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said to him, it is even mentioned in the Holy Quran, Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. O Ibrahim, we are going to make you an imam. We are going to make you the leader of humanity. Now, if it was an ordinary person like you and I, we would have thanked Allah and we would have celebrated this glad tiding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, as I said, was a true leader. So he said to Allah, Wa min dhurriyati. Allah, what about my generation? What about my offspring? What about my children and their children and their children? Ibrahim alayhi salam has been given a glad tiding, yet he's worried about his society. He's worried about the people to come. This shows that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a true leader, and this shows that he was a genius. You see, it is easy to say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a true leader, but true leadership involves a lot of qualities. It involves integrity, it involves honesty, it involves commitment, it involves communication, it involves confidence, it involves innovation, it involves creativity, it involves delegation, it involves empowerment, it involves empathy, it involves involving others, it involves asking others, understanding others. So Ibrahim alayhi salam had all these qualities in him. That is why he was known as the true leader. Respected elders and friends, today, this quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam is missing in us. We are not talking about becoming leaders on international level, on political level. We are talking about becoming leaders as a father in our family, as a mother in our family, as a son in the family, as a friend in the friend circle, as an employer in the company or in the institute. That is the leadership we are talking about. But unfortunately, this leadership is missing today. It is missing today completely. And there is a reason why I say this. They say in English that the youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow. When are we, how are we going to have those leaders tomorrow when the youth of today are seated in one corner for 15 to 16 hours and connecting themselves to people globally by playing PUBG or Free Fire and disconnecting themselves from the people seated right next to them? How are our youth going to become leaders of tomorrow? Whenever a janaza takes place, the first people on the scene are elderly people. The people to lift the janaza are elderly people. The people to give ghusl are elderly people. No youth is seen. So how are our youth going to play that role in the coming days? How are our youth going to be the leaders of tomorrow when a car breaks down, they simply can't change a tire? So let us give concern to this matter and let us understand what the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam was. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a true leader. This is what it means. Yes, people will say that leadership comes with age and wisdom comes with age. But the process of becoming a leader starts from the very young age. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala gave him the glad tidings of becoming a leader at the age of 90 or 92. But when was the first time he stood against the whole of the society to say that what you people are worshipping is wrong? It was when he was 15 years old. So the process of becoming leader starts from the very young age. So I would like to urge to my youth to take this message seriously and let us not be oblivious of this responsibility which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. In 1978, a non-Muslim author, an American non-Muslim author, in 1978, wrote a book. The name of the book was The 100, Ranking 100 Influential Personalities in the History. When he wrote this book, a lot of questions were raised at him, and a lot of fingers were pointed at him. Do you know the reason why? The reason is that he ranked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first in this book. He kept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first in this book, being a non-Muslim. So people raised fingers at him. I think so. I would like to repeat this again because I saw people's attention was not with me. Please pay attention to what I'm saying. In 1978, a non-Muslim author, American non-Muslim author, wrote a book. The name of the book was 100, Ranking Influential Personalities in the Past, in the History. And when he wrote this book, people raised fingers at him. Do you know the reason why? Because he kept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first in this book. Being a non-Muslim, keeping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. So people raised fingers. And when asked, he said that I found that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only man in the history who led successfully both on secular and religious level. There was no person better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who led successfully. Now the non-Muslims realized this status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, realized this quality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being a true leader, and we as Muslims have forgotten that. So we have to bring this quality of leadership into us. The second lesson which we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Ibrahim alayhi salam perfected his trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the odds are, the doer is Allah, the controller is Allah. It comes in Tafsir ibn Kathir that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, the six women of that time made an oath to Allah that if Allah has to give them cure from their sickness, then they were going to go and add wood into the fire in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was burning. That is the kind of opposition Ibrahim alayhi salam had. Yet when he jumped into the fire, not even a single hair of his burnt, because he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who mentions, when Ibrahim alayhi salam jumped into the fire, do you know what was on his tongue? Do you know what he was saying? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. Ibn Abbas again mentions, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba were surrounded by 10,000 people, 10,000 enemies in Medina, what was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? And what were the Sahaba saying? In fact, it is even mentioned in the Holy Quran. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When the Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were surrounded by enemies, and a group of people came and said to the Prophet of Allah, that, O Prophet of Allah, are you not scared of them? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. Hadrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala who mentions that once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was seated with the Sahaba and he mentioned Qiyamah, and he said that Qiyamah is so close that the angel Israfil alayhi salam is waiting with the trumpet in his mouth to blow. The Sahaba got scared. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, if Qiyamah scares you, then keep reading Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. That Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. Recently the British government told the Zambian government that there is going to be a food shortage, so declare a food emergency. And the Zambian government did that. They predicted that by 2020 March, 2.3 million people are going to be food insecure, because this year Zambia faced drought which it has never faced since 1981. So the concerns were made, donors donated, and the concern has been still going on. But look at what my Allah says regarding such situation. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ibn Adam, la takhafanna min di sultan, ma dama sultani baqiya. O children of Adam, do not fear anyone's power as long as my power remains. Wa sultani la yanqusu abada, and my power never ceases. Ya Ibn Adam, la takhsha min dhiqir rizqi wa khazaini mal'an, wa khazaini la yanqusu abada. O child of Adam, do not fear poverty, because my storehouses are ever full and they never get empty. Ya Ibn Adam, khalaqtuka li'ibadi fala tal'ab. O child of Adam, I created you to worship me, so don't play around with me. وَضَمِنْتُ لَكَ رِزْكَكَ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. O child of Adam, I have set your sustenance aside for you, your share of sustenance aside for you, so don't make yourself tired. إِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكَ. If you are content and happy with what I have allocated for you, أَرَحْتُ بَدَنَكَ وَقَلْبَكَ. I will give peace to your heart and to your body. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ. And if you are not content and not happy with what I have allocated for you, لَوْ سَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. I will set the world loose on you and you will run in this world like an animal and you will still receive what I have allocated for you. يَا بْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَمْ أَعْيَى بِخَلْقِي. O children of Adam, I created seven heavens and seven skies effortlessly, and it never made me tired. So do you think it is going to be difficult for me to send a loaf of bread your way? Ya Ibn Adam, la tas'alni rizqa gad. O child of Adam, do not ask me for tomorrow's sustenance. Kama lam atlub minka amala gad. The way I do not demand from you for tomorrow's good deeds and actions. Ya Ibn Adam, inni laka muhib. O child of Adam, you are beloved to me. فَبِحَقِّ عَلَيْكُ كُلِّي مُحِبَّا. So in return, love me. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding trusting Him. So Ibrahim alayhi salam perfected his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are supposed to have the same trust. The third lesson which we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam is forbearance. Now what is forbearance? Forbearance means to not lose your cool in any circumstance, regardless of what the situation is, regardless of who the person is. You are not ready to lose your cool. And in fact, this quality of forbearance is one of the qualities of Allah. Allah says He is Haleem, He is forbearing. That is why we disobey Allah. We break the commands of Allah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't grip us or catch us straight away. He gives us a chance. That is forbearance. And this quality was found in all the prophets. From Adam alayhi salam till Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the social chaos which we see today amidst ourselves, it is because of the same reason, because this quality of forbearance is missing in us. The social chaos which we see in our homes, which we see in our working places, which we see in our society, it is because the quality of forbearance is missing from us. Respected elders and friends, Ibrahim alayhi salam was forbearing. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Inna Ibrahim ala Haleem. Ibrahim alayhi salam was forbearing. And when Allah Ta'ala gave a glad tidings to Ibrahim alayhi salam regarding Ismail alayhi salam, Allah said, Fabasharnahu bi ghulamin Haleem. O Ibrahim, we are giving you the glad tidings of a forbearing child. And it is because of this quality in Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they succeeded in all the tests which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. I mean, look at the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salam to start off with Hajra alayhi salam and a suckling child, Ismail alayhi salam. Start off. Where? He doesn't know. It's the command of Allah. Until they reach the barren land of Makkah. When they reach the barren land of Makkah, Allah Ta'ala commands Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his family over there and to return without saying a single word. And he starts returning. And Hazrat Hajra alayhi salam is running behind him. And she's asking him. And she's holding him and gripping him. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is not ready to speak a single word because it is the command of Allah. Until she says, is this the command of Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salam shakes his head into yes. That is when she says, Idhan lan yudayyi'ana. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to destroy us. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam goes. And this woman, Hajra alayhi salam, waits and watches the husband disappear from her eyesight. Then when Ibrahim alayhi salam reaches at a place where he can't see his wife anymore, that Ibrahim, who never shook or shivered jumping into the fire, ended up getting off the camel and crying in front of Allah that, oh Allah, I have left my family in your security, take care of them. Only Allah knows how Hajra alayhi salam must have spent that first night into the darkness of the jungle, the darkness of being in between four mountains, the darkness of night. Only Allah knows. And only Allah knows how Ibrahim alayhi salam must have spent that first night away from his family. I mean, we go on game drives to Fue Game Park and Kafue National Park. Would our heart be at ease to leave our wives or children in that jungle for a second? It would never be at ease. But Ibrahim alayhi salam did that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. Test after test. 1 year passes by, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to go and visit his wife and child, Ismail alayhi salam. And he goes. Only Allah knows the wisdom behind his command. Allah says that you have to go and have a look at them. That's it. No interacting, no talking. Ibrahim alayhi salam reaches to Hajra alayhi salam. Hazrat Hajra, looking at the husband, receives soothness in her eyes, and she doesn't forget the responsibility of being a wife. She says to him that, oh my husband Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with water. If you allow, can I wash your face and your beard and your legs? She goes, brings the water, washes the legs of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the beard of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam takes the child, kisses the forehead of the child, gives a hug, gives it to Hajra alayhi salam, and then starts off again. Few years passes by, the great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Ibrahim, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And now we are commanding you to sacrifice Ismail alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam, who has barely seen his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to visit him. And he tells him, Inni ara fil manam anni adbahuk. Oh my son, I saw in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Now, this can only be easy for a father to say when he has the quality of forbearance in him. To tell your own child that I saw in my dream slaughtering you. And just because Ismail alayhi salam also had the quality of forbearance in him, what did he reply? If alma tu'mar, oh my father, go ahead and do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do. And they both succeed in the test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives them the glad tidings. So respected elders and friends, if it wasn't for the quality of forbearance in Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, this test and all the tests which they faced would have been very difficult. So what we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam are three things. Firstly, true leadership. Let us try and bring true leadership into us as Muslims. Secondly, the moment we make this intention, let us have trust in Allah to change, to bring a revolution. And thirdly, to have forbearance. You are going to find hurdles on your way. Don't give up. Have forbearance in you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, now we'll be trying and understanding how we are going to perform the Eid Salah. The Eidul Adha Salah has two rakats in it. We are going to make intention that we are performing two rakats of Eidul Adha behind the Imam with six extra takbir. That is the intention we are going to make. When the Imam says Allahu Akbar, we are also going to say Allahu Akbar and join our hands. After joining our hands, we will read Sana. At the first takbir, we will read Sana. The Imam will again say Allahu Akbar and leave his hands on the side. We should do the same. The Imam will again say Allahu Akbar and leave his hands on the side. We should do the same for the second time. Now on the third time, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar and join his hands. We should also raise our hands and join our hands. That is in first rakat. Then the Imam will pray the surah and carry on with the normal salah till the second rakat starts. In the second rakat, the Imam will pray surah Fatiha and a short surah. After that, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Instead of going in ruku, we will also say Allahu Akbar, raise our hand and leave them on the side. The Imam will say Allahu Akbar for the second time. We should raise our hand and leave them on the side. The Imam will say Allahu Akbar for the third time. We should raise our hand and leave them on the side. And when the Imam says Allahu Akbar for the fourth time, we should go in ruku, and then we will finish the salah in the normal way. Kindly come forward, brothers. Brothers who are still outside are requested to come in. MashaAllah.